were devastated. I don't think there are any words to describe something like this here. It's just our world has completely collapsed. Just lost not only a brother, a best friend. My parents have lost their only son. Everybody loved Craig. I don't think there is a single person that would have a bad thing to say about him at all. He was everybody's friend and just the most polite, kind, generous person anyone could ever meet. Unfortunately, it's pretty much the only means of communication that we had with Craig whenever he was in China, in a way. So I got a message on an app that is very popular in China called WeChat. So unfortunately, I got a message from his boss just saying there'd been a tragic accident. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was genuine to start off with. But thankfully, his friend Stuart, who teaches with him in China, was able to come back to me and explain the circumstances more so I could understand before I made the call to my mum and dad. There's a brilliant foundation, the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. They're working alongside the Chinese authorities to try and find out and establish what's happened and to bring Craig home to us. It's just a really difficult situation for everybody involved, and the trust fund, the charity that we're working with, have just been fantastic, and Craig's friends that worked with him in China have just been the outpouring of love, and the offer of support and help is just is very overwhelming. It's lovely, actually. He was just amazing. Absolutely amazing, and the children adored him. Absolutely adored him. Fortunately, he had a teaching assistant in his classroom with him, but he'd started to really pick up the language, and in fact, he was studying it in his spare time as well. And the last time he was home there was over Christmas, and he blew me away with, you know, I just kept asking him to just say certain phrases, and he blew me away with, he was just able to converse so easily in a language that I know is so difficult. He was just the most amazing person. Amazing. His intelligence, his personality, just he had everything. He had the whole package. The whole package. Talent beyond measure in terms of poetry. And, I mean, it's definitely not something that I possess. It's not something that I would gravitate towards. But the poetry that my brother wrote, it blew me away. It actually would draw somebody like me into the world of poetry, and that's no easy feat. He wrote a poem for me for my birthday last year, and it's something I will treasure for the rest of my life. We could have to prepare ourselves for another wait of up to, it could be anything up to another 10 days. It could be longer, it could be shorter. It just is so dependent on the Chinese authorities and, you know, all the official procedures that they have to go through. So it's so ambiguous at the moment. It's a horrible situation because you're stuck between it feeling so unreal because we're just sort of existing here at the moment. We don't really know what to do. And if we had him home, then at least we could put plans into action where we could keep ourselves busy. But at the moment, it's horrible because we're just waiting on phone calls constantly. It's just awful. Anyway, the circumstances and having a grieving family trying to deal with this on top, I can't express how grateful I am to the trust.